Paul, most complete game of the season from start to finish there?
It'd be there, it'd be right there, right? The other two Nashville games, I mean, our other two Nashville games I liked a lot. There's lots of energy, but it was everything, right? Like, it felt as close to a playoff game in the building, right? Right from the national anthems, there was a buzz. And you know what? I really think we needed that. So I was worried about this one more, just coming off the West Coast. This is our toughest stretch. You know, where would the emotional level be? And it was kind of the fans didn't give you a chance not to be wired because you could feel it on the bench. It was great.
The two changes you made to the top lines seemed to work right off the bat and kind of went from there.
Yeah, right. It went well. Like but we've known pieces of it before, so they're not really creative changes by me. We've seen Ehlers, Scheife, and Wheeler play so very well for long periods of time, so this year and in years past. And Patty does his scoring on the right side. He came down early and cracked that bar, and you know, he looked fast there. And he's played well with Kyle Connor. There seems to be a chemistry. Everybody kind of plays well with Kyle, and a little different having a left-handed center in the middle. I liked all of them. I don't have a complaint about the effort of all the lines.
Yeah, I don't want to rattle off every name, but Kevin Hayes, obviously. I mean, Kyle Connor gets his first hat trick. Kevin Hayes has a 4-point night. It just seemed like those three, yeah. Even with Line A on the line.
Yeah, well, fair enough. We could talk about them. I mean, they had a big night, right? We had a real good effort from everybody. Did their job and played hard. It looked each line looks different. They have different roles. They played well, played hard. Happy for them.
So, Paul, just take me into the mind of a player in a room and how Patrick Laine's play with 9 seconds left, where he's in another bit of a scoring drought. He's in a prime shooting position, and he dishes to Kyle for the hat trick. How does that play in the room, and what does it say about him as a person, as a player?
He has a really strong awareness of what's going on around him. Patty wants to play well, I think. An offensive guy wants to score goals, but, you know, he hit those two bars and his game didn't get worse, right? There's the maturity that we're starting to see. He's 20 years old and he wears it when he's not scoring because he's scored his whole life. And he wants to score, but, I mean, his game was solid, rock solid tonight. Some good battles along the wall, some good back checks, a couple of great chances to score. But he's not a selfish player on the ice by any means.
This season, you've obviously been trying to build Connor Hellebuck's game to get it to a place where you want it to be when the playoffs start. How close is he to the Vezina finalist that we saw last season?
I mean, the shutouts are the big red flags that say he's playing well and you notice it, but his game turned probably, you know, at the midway point. He just got kind of stronger and he had played some good hockey prior, but he's gotten into it. We had lost some games there in February where our goaltending was good and he wasn't getting the result that his play, I think, warranted, and now he is.
Last one from me, but what does it say that you can play a division rival, a hotly contested game like this, a smothering defensive effort, and do it without taking a single penalty?
Well, we were on the right side of the puck, and their legs were the first thing going, so that gets you out of a whole lot of trouble, right? You're not reaching in, and you're not pulling from behind. And we skated very, very well tonight, and that can eliminate a lot of your problems.
Compared to the penalty-filled 3-0 first game in Nashville. Is this a reflection of how far you've come?
No, that game was a one-off. Like, that game was, you know, two bullies meeting on the street corner and both, one liked the result of the last fight and one didn't, and nobody told the police. You know, it was just, if they just let them fight it out, there wouldn't have been many penalties, but everything got called, so that one was different.
You score 3 in the second, yet you keep the foot on the pedal in the third. How'd you get that message?
A little bit of but we've been doing that for a little while. And I know that when you look at the standings, I don't mean you, but there's a tendency not to appreciate the third period in L.A. because of where they are, except L.A. goes in and beats San Jose in the next game. Like, we were we were really good there. And then going back, I really kind of think that in Carolina and in Washington was where we started to kind of get our third period jam back and the pressure in our game.